We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, John Burkett is the longtime crime reporter at WTVR-TV6, the CBS affiliate here in Richmond, and he is back with us this morning. And I was going to ask you about where we stand with the data at this stage in the year, John, but what, there was another homicide last night that kind of takes precedence in our conversation?
Yeah, a female was shot to death overnight about 2:45, the east end of town, again, Churchill area.
And do we know any details?
No.
When you say female, I always question what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information so far from, I mean, police have put out just the basics, and my sources haven't really told me anything about it. I know this is the third homicide in 48 hours in the city.
Last time we talked, you were saying that some of the younger, I don't know if they're gang members, officially gang members, but there was a boldness that seems to be coming back and a complete disregard for innocent bystanders with the gun fire that is erupting around the city.
Well, it's just like a lot of these crimes, especially the drive-bys that we're seeing. You know, my sources tell me that they think that the shooters are between the ages of 15 and 21. I mean, these are young kids getting their hands on guns and just spraying up the place. I'll give you another. There's a 14-year-old that was. There was a 14-year-old in Gilpin the other night that shot himself to death, according to my sources, because his mom took his cell phone away.
Oh my God!
These are kids that are getting their hands on guns. They had an 11-year-old in Henrico County shot the other night.
Yeah, that's the story that I'm looking at right now. 10:30 on Monday, and this is Eastern Henrico.
Yeah, Eastern Henrico, Lakefield Mews. Right off of Gay Road.
11 years old.
Now, my sources tell me they don't think he was the intended target, but this is another situation where the place was sprayed up, bullets come in, they don't have names, and an 11-year-old boy is hit, and he's critical. I mean, he's in pretty bad shape.
In the old days, with different leadership, what would the solution be in this circumstance? I mean, is it go round up a bunch of known gangbangers, I'm going in quotation marks, and put them away for a little while or detain them, try to find something to justify putting them in jail? I mean, what is the solution here from a practical standpoint just to stop this?
I know in years past what RPD has done is if they have a pocket of crime, what they'll do is they'll flood the area with personnel, and they'll do just what you just said. It's kind of like a roundup. They'll team up with state police to do, it's called the FFI, Fugitives and Firearms Initiative, and they'll go in there and they'll basically clean that pocket, that area out of, you know, from fugitives, from people having illegally possessing guns. And they would take those guns off the street. Well, that's not happening right now. And part of it's because they just don't have the manpower to do it.
Is that because the Richmond Police Department is still mobilized for potential rioters every night? Or are people finally getting to take a vacation?
I was told that mobilization is not not is no more. You know, they're not bracing every night for riots or protests or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you about that. What has happened for that to recede? Are the main perpetrators in jail now? They finally decided to lock them up short term and wait for a trial, or has everybody gotten tired of this? They've made their point and they've gone home. What do you think is happening?
I think that's,
or maybe they're just waiting closer to election day.
It could be. I know there are different things that police keep their eye on to make sure they doesn't spiral out of control and start something again. You know, obviously, when things happen across the country in policing with people, someone getting shot or and it's a traffic stop that goes bad that they think is not right, or police brutality, those are trigger points for any police department across the country. And Richmond's no exclusion here. I mean, Richmond is one where these folks take aim at. And, you know, that's something that I know that, for instance, they had the police chase where the young man drowned. Was that yesterday? Yesterday, I think. Yeah.
It was reported yesterday morning, and it happened overnight, right?
Overnight, right. But I got a text message saying, you know, okay, well, this is an incident we're preparing, because it was a police chase. Mm-hmm.
I emceed or moderated a crime forum, a public safety forum, with Nick Freitas, the Republican who's running for Congress against the incumbent Democrat Abigail Spanberger. And I was surprised how many police officers, I mean, it seemed, seemed to me to be beat police officers from parts of Richmond and the counties were in the audience and were very, I mean, they hung around and talked to me afterwards. God, a lot of these people are really, I don't want to say fearful, but man, they see the change that has happened in such a short time in Central Virginia. And, some of them were very blunt with me. Hey, I'm looking to get out. I can't keep doing this.
Yeah, and I hear that too, man. I hear a lot of guys, and I'm talking guys with storied careers. I mean, guys who've been in 20, 25, 30 years. They're like, I need to find a new profession. I got to get out. So
yeah, they know that the backup isn't there from some of the politicians and the administrators, and though they've been through the ringer, it's time to hit eject.
Huh. Yep.
Well, listen, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. I mean, I wake up in the morning to get ready for the show, and it looks like you never sleep because you're on Channel 6 in the evening, and then they call you out at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know when you actually get to rest, but
it's a lot going on, man. We did a good if your listeners get a chance, you can check out my story last night on mental health and law enforcement, how the law enforcement agencies in smaller counties are having problems with these hospitals, for the beds, and the TDOs, the temporary detention orders, are just, they're not working. And basically it's taking personnel from these smaller agencies, and I don't want to say babysitting, but they're stuck with the mental health patient in the emergency room for 12 to 15 hours, and that's one less person on the street keeping the public safe. So it's a problem.
That's been a running problem. I thought they had tried to address that, but I'll go look at it. It's on your website, WTVR.
It is, and it's worse. It's worse because of COVID, because they've had to spread the beds further apart. There's less beds, and
John Burkett is the longtime crime reporter at WTVR Channel 6, the CBS affiliate here in Richmond. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you, John. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Talk to you in a couple weeks, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.